October 13th, 1989. Dear Diary, it's Friday the 13th. Lucky for some. I feel the familiar melancholy of winter coming on. I pull my coat tighter around me and keep my silk-gloved hands gathered into fists. I don't want my fingers to get cold. But it's not all chill and gloom. Autumn is also the season of parties.
Do come in, come in. You're just in time. They've put some food out to soak up the booze. Come on through. Do you need to be announced?
Not at all.
Then just chuck your coat in the bedroom up the stairs, first left, and come join the fun.
Thank you. I will.
Meantime, I'll fix you a drink. What's your poison?
Oh, that's kind. A Manhattan, please.
Good girl.
Thank you. And now my heart beats faster with a familiar excitement. Because although autumn is the season of parties, I'm not here in party mood or party mode. I'm here to rob them. And any vestigial guilt I might feel vanishes when I see the loathsome nature of the oil painting adorning the wall of this bedroom. If you're going to paint a horse, learn which way a horse's legs bend. That's what I always say, Rembrandt. You understand, I'm invoking the name of Rembrandt here, ironically.
Ah, there you are. Thought I'd bring you up your drink.
How lovely of you.
Chin chin.
Bottoms up.
I say, look, they've got a safe.
Oh, yes. That's why I'm here. What good is a safe cracker without a safe?
A safe what?
Cracker.
You're pulling my leg. Slip of a girl like you.
Well, that's why I wore my gloves tonight. It's no good trying to do a spot of lock manipulation with cold fingers. It's an art which requires a sensitive touch. Also, judgment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?